Now it's time to say g'day to our dancing guests. They're stationary, by the way. The first is Michael Leslie.
How are you, Michael? I'm well, Andrew.
Thanks for coming in. And you've brought a, I guess, can we call her a protege? Treya Long. How are you, Treya?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yes, going very well. Now, you're both off to LA. Explain, Michael.
Yeah, we're flying out to Los Angeles Thursday week on the 20th. And the kids, there's a group of five. We'll be in LA from the 21st to the 31st of January. We'll be attending the International Association for Blacks in Dance. It's an annual event that they have around the United States. And this is just a great opportunity for Treya, Eugene and Kiefer to be exposed to what the best of the world's got to offer.
Okay, so
in
this
dance.
I must say, I haven't heard of the International Association of Blacks in Dance. Is it a big association?
Yes. There'd probably be around about 5,000 dancers there from around the world.
Is that right, Treya? Are you nervous dancing to in such elite company?
Yeah, very nervous. The standards over there are extremely high, and I suppose just being exposed to all the different dance styles and cultures, it's going to be a big experience, but very exciting at the same time.
So what sort of routine are you practicing to wow the crowd?
It's sort of a contemporary / traditional Aboriginal style dance that our choreographer Bernadette Wellong is choreographing for us. So it's about a 13-minute long piece, and it mixes up all the different dances together, from doing solos to duets to trios. And it's just a sort of an abstract representation of the style of dance that we have here in Australia.
Okay.
Well. Similar to Bangarra.
Yeah, wonderful. Yeah.
Same style.
Wonderful.
Because this young lady that's over at the moment, Bernadette Wellong, choreographed Ocas for Bangarra.
Okay.
She danced with Bangarra and she danced with Dance North, and I used to teach her years ago. And so we brought her over to create this work for the kids to perform over here at the conference.
Wonderful. And we just heard a song from Prince there. I played that because I believe Prince will be honoured at this same ceremony,
that's
as well
right.
as yourself.
Yeah, and other individuals as well.
So what's the honour?
My honour is as a black pioneer of dance in Australia.
And so you get that call a while ago?
Yeah, I only found out that earlier in the week when I spoke to Lula in Los Angeles, for us going over there. So it's a nice honour. It's a nice acknowledgement.
Make you fairly proud, though?
Yeah, no, it does, bud. It does. And to take these three young people over with me, it's a great thing. And it's all part of what I'm doing, part and parcel of the program.
And the International Association of Blacks in Dance, have they had much of an association with Aboriginal dance before?
No, but there's been a long history of Aboriginal people going to New York, not Los Angeles. I mean, you know, we had an opera singer, Harold Blair, who attended Juilliard's in around about the 60s. No one knows that. Then we had Brian Siren, who graduated from Stella Adler, who was his classmates were Robert De Niro and Peter Beattie, and then he ended up running Stella Adler. And he was also the face of Pac Bell, which is the telephone company, back in the 60s. But there's been a long line of Aboriginal people going to New York,
and
whether it's dance or the performing arts.
And how do you feel about going alongside such a luminary as Prince?
Oh, I'm not really bothered, but I mean, like I say, it's a nice honour. I mean, what he's done and what are two different things, you know. But at the end of the day, it's what I've done in dance, it's what he's done in dance. And if you think of it, he broke new ground in dance in video. And that's why they're honouring him, because he's always used dance in his videos.
Yeah.
So they're acknowledging people around the world for their contribution to dance in their countries.
Well, congratulations.
No, thank you.
And I believe, Treya, as well, you've got some other good news. You've been accepted into a dance school, a prestigious one.
Yeah, the West Australian Academy of Performing Arts in Perth. It's very hard to get into. You have to go through quite a grueling audition process. And I think there was about 100 or so auditioned and 15 got chosen. Mm. So it's quite a big honour to have been chosen, especially coming from the Pilbara region where it's not very heard of.
Oh, fantastic. And your junior dance partners who are going to LA now, are they from Tom Price, are they?
That's right, yeah. Eugene and Kiefer Linden. And they're young boys. Since I've been in the Pilbara, I've worked with Treya. And I've worked with these young men as well. And it's about, you know, opening up their eyes too to see what the world's got to offer them. But it's just a great opportunity, and it's going to be a great thing for the three of them, and it's going to do them the world of good, going to their self-esteem, their confidence, and it's going to be a great thing for them.